Test 10. Zadanie 4. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie recenzję filmu. Na podstawie usłyszanych informacji zdecyduj, które z podanych zdań są zgodne z treścią tekstu, a które nie. Zaznacz znakiem X odpowiednią rubrykę w tabeli. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz 1 punkt.
On the 19th of May, 1999, the USA saw the biggest madness since the Lindbergh crossed the Atlantic. The Phantom Menace had its opening in over 3,000 cinemas across the states. Fans had been queuing for over a month in hot sun and cold rain because the tickets were not sold in advance. The introduction of the film was preceded by hype in the mass media and mass hysteria unseen since the times of Rudolph Valentino. Experts anticipated that the film would be an absolute box office smash, breaking all previous records, including the one established 22 years ago by Star Wars: A New Hope. The special effects specialists are already waiting for the Oscar ceremony, and all the actors expect their careers to dash off into the sky, just as Harrison Ford's. But what is it all about? The Phantom Menace concentrates on the childhood of Luke and Leia's father, Anakin Skywalker, who later will become the sinister Lord Darth Vader. In Episode 1, Anakin is a cute boy who lives as a slave on the planet Tatooine. There is nothing dark or grim about him, and we will have to wait for the next parts to see why he turned to the dark side of the Force. Little Anakin is found by two Jedi Knights who feel that there's something about this boy, so they just take him away from home. The Knights, Qui-Gon Jinn and young Obi-Wan Kenobi, are trying to prevent a war between the peaceful planet of Naboo and the powerful Trade Federation, but they fail. The Knights feel that the war is not about commerce, but something else. Wait for Episode 2 to see what the else is. There is also a very bad Darth Maul who looks like the devil himself, and that's it. First opinions have shown mixed feelings. Some of the viewers complained that the film is too technical and too little emotional. They also don't like the way the story is told. Critics' reviews say the same. According to Anson, most of the scenes are flat. They are not ended, but abandoned. Robert Horton said that if Han Solo were sitting next to you, he'd get up and go for popcorn and not come back for 20 minutes. He wouldn't miss anything because the action sequences are dull. Kenneth Turan's view is that Lucas either misjudged or did not care to recreate key aspects of what made Star Wars a phenomenon. The new film may be good in some ways, but it's lacking in warmth and humour. However, the biggest problem of all is the acting. Both critics and many fans agree that the actors look slightly embarrassed. However, many fans are really delighted with the film, and they despise all those spoilers who keep on criticizing their favorite movie. The audience mostly praises the visual effects and the sense of adventure. Warren Deans, a young legal assistant, said, "It brings back the child in all of us." It seems then that opinions of the film are very mixed, and it's hard to say whether it's good or not. So don't listen to any reviews. Just go to the cinema and see The Phantom Menace yourself. And may the Force be with you.